British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is in Washington today trying to convince President Trump to not scrap the Iran nuclear deal. Now, he's not meeting with the president, but he did appear on one of President Trump's favorite shows, Fox and Friends, to make his case.
We think that what you can do is be tougher on Iran, address the concerns of the president, because Plan B does not seem to me to be particularly well developed at this stage.
President Trump has until Saturday to decide whether to stay with the deal or reinstate sanctions that were lifted in 2015 when the deal was struck by the Obama administration. A decision to not waive the sanctions, as has been done periodically since 2015, to reinstate them would basically mean the U.S. is pulling out. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst from the Security Studies Program at MIT. He joins us in the studio. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
And let's remind people, the president isn't saying Iran is violating the deal, that Iran is developing nuclear weapons. The president is saying he wants to recraft the deal to address other issues.
Yeah, he says he doesn't like the deal. Now, all of the U.S. government, the entire U.S. government, the intelligence agencies, the Department of Defense, the Department of State, everyone says that Iran is complying with its obligations. And so just I don't think we should put too fine a point on this. I think if we reinstate sanctions on Saturday, the U.S. is cheating. Now, no American wants to use that word with America in the same sentence. But if Iran started to pull back from doing what it was supposed to do on the nuclear piece, what would we call that? We would call that cheating.
Well, but the president and his backers are saying that at a certain point in the deal, the way it's crafted, some of these restrictions on Iran are lifted. He wants to toughen it. He wants to get language in there about Iran's involvement with, you know, terrorism, alleged involvement by the U.S. In terrorism in other countries. Does he have a valid point? Why not use this moment?
Well, if you rip up the agreement, I don't think you're going to get another one. So, I mean, of course, people have complaints about the agreement, and Iranians have complaints about the agreement, too. But we pledge to follow through on our promises. Now, if we don't like certain parts of it, then the way to deal with that is to negotiate a follow-on agreement, one that continues the process and expands the things that Iran has to do, but also expands the benefits that they would receive based on this principle of more for more. But you can't just pick up your toys and walk away to something that you've already agreed to when everyone in the world says it's working.
Well, Iran's President Rouhani said today that his country might not abandon the deal, even if the U.S. does. But you have others saying, and they include Boris Johnson, that only Iran gains if the U.S. pulls out, that they're, you know, even though they say they would stay in a deal, that they, why would they?
Well, sure. I mean, the fact that our closest European ally is here asking us not to pull out suggests that the whole world isn't very happy with this. And we would be self-isolating, right? We pull out. We're the ones who are the cheaters. We pull out. And then that makes us look bad. That gives Iran the freedom of action to do whatever they want. They can stay in the deal. They can get out of the deal. I think they want to stay in the deal, but let's be clear. There are real risks here. Rouhani and Zarif have all these opponents who are chomping at the bit to blame him for this. Mm-hmm. And it may be that because of the domestic politics in Iran, Iran is forced to respond in kind, out of pride, out of domestic unhappiness. And that would mean reintroducing centrifuges. Now, how are we going to react if Iran reintroduces centrifuges? Yeah. I think then you'll hear the talk of war.
Look, North Korea's Kim Jong-un has to be watching this as both countries, the U.S. and North Korea, try to craft the upcoming summit with the president. Now, President Trump says pulling out of the deal with Iran will send Kim a message that the U.S. doesn't back down. Will it do that, or will it send the message to Kim Jong-un, why should I bother crafting a deal with someone?
Well, I can't say this, that I've spoken privately with South Korean officials who have been in contact with their North Korean counterparts, and they've told me that North Korea is concerned about this. Can they rely? They're the weakest player in this. Can they really rely on the U.S. to follow through on its promises, given what's happened? But I would say this. If the president, if he breaks this between now and Saturday, it's probably going to be because he's mad or he's emotional or he's unhappy. But if he's strategic about it, he can pull out of the Iran deal anytime he wants, anytime. And so to do it right on the moment where you're trying to negotiate with the North Koreans, you know, why not get a success under your belt and then go after the Iran deal rather than having, you know, the potential for two losses in a row?
Well, and the beginning of talks with North Korea, these talks are going to be a lot harder. We understand the North Korean nuclear program. I mean, Iran doesn't have these warheads. North Korea has 40 to 60 nuclear warheads, has a much bigger infrastructure. It's going to be a much harder deal to craft to monitor.
Yes, this is completely different. And you're right to bring this up, Robin. And people haven't been thinking about. One is verification, right? One is, are you doing what you're supposed to do? That's going to be tough because this is a country, and I've been there, filled with mountains. And we don't have a baseline. We don't know how much stuff they've already produced. So how do we know what's missing? So yes, that's going to be tough. But there's also a problem of irreversibility. We're just going to have to accept the fact that, like South Africa, once you build a nuclear weapon, even if you give it up, there's some tiny chance that you can go back and do it again. You can't uneducate them. They can't forget what they already learned. So this is going to be a completely different type of challenge.
So your thoughts in the 30 seconds we have, again, as he faces the Iran deadline, what should he be thinking about North Korea?
Well, I think, he can play the Iran card anytime he wants. I think he should focus on the big prize in front of him. If he is able to do something positive with North Korea, and I think that is possible, then that will be a huge victory, more important probably than anything else in his presidency, which is why President Moon mentioned the possibility of a Nobel Prize. So I would urge him to focus on that first.
Jim Walsh here now, security analyst from the Security Studies Program at MIT. Thanks as always.
Thank you.